Continuing with our coverage of Haiti now, United Nations officials say the cholera outbreak there could spread more than twice as fast as originally estimated and hit 425 people in 6 months. Officially, more than 60,000 people have been sickened by the disease, and to date, more than 1,600 have died. Let's return to someone who has helped us report on this story over the past few months, Jacqueline Charles, Haiti correspondent for the Miami Herald. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Since the official UN estimates announced that the threat of cholera could be much worse than originally thought, what's been the reaction in Haiti? What's the latest?
Well, I have to tell you, I don't think that this news is really starting to hit the Haitian people just yet. I mean, I've been hearing this news since last week. It was spoken about very quietly in diplomatic circles. Today, the focus really is just on the elections and just trying to get people to understand that, you know, how cholera is transmitted, because there's an irrational fear, but a very real fear on the part of patients when it comes to this disease.
The irrational fear being that you can get it from handshakes or personal contact. It's really a waterborne and a foodborne disease, right?
It is a waterborne, but the irrational fear is playing itself out in the sense that people, even family members, are abandoning bodies on the streets. I mean, you drive through the streets of Port-au-Prince or even a city like Cape Haitien, and it's no longer unusual to see a body in the middle of the street, someone who supposedly died of cholera. Myself, I was following a group of body snatchers who were basically picking up bodies of cholera victims, and we were stoned, you know, as we went into certain neighborhoods in order to retrieve, you know, dead bodies. So people are very, very much afraid of this disease, which is easily treatable, but it can kill you in 2 hours.
And there are reports also that people blame UN soldiers for bringing this disease to Haiti. That seems unlikely. I mean, cholera is a disease of poor sanitation, not UN aid workers per se. How is that misperception affecting things around the country?
Well, what's going on is the fact that you have a UN base where this disease broke out. And, you know, cholera has not been in Haiti in over 100 years, and they identified the strain as being from Southeast Asia, and it's a Nepalese base, but you cannot say directly they're responsible for it. And the government has said it could have been brought in by, you know, a Haitian who's traveling or anyone. But what we saw last week in the city of Cape Haitien, we saw protests. And you saw people using this issue of cholera and, you know, the feelings about the UN in order to protest in that city was shut down for several days.
What is the public health situation right now in terms of getting clean drinking water to people to prevent the spread of cholera? Is there a public health intervention that's doing any good at this point?
Well, yes. I mean, more than 50% of the people in the camps who are getting water are already getting water delivered to them. And there's a huge campaign in terms of telling people about hygiene and also the need to drink treated potable water. But the need for potable water is a huge issue here, and it's something that has to be addressed.
All right, Jacqueline Charles, Haiti correspondent for the Miami Herald, down in Haiti and helping us report on the cholera outbreak leading to elections on Sunday there. Jacqueline, thanks so much. Last year's earthquake, of course, causing rubble in the streets and about 1 million Haitians displaced, and now a cholera outbreak there causing more consternation, some violence and protests as Haiti goes ahead with important elections on Sunday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.